Let's talk about sports life balance with national athlete, med student, content creator, Miss Agatha Wong on this episode of Game On the Podcast.
Pinapadala ko ng Pilipinas doon, I'm gonna give them everything.
What's up, sports fans? Welcome to Game On the Podcast, the first ever sports podcast of GMA, brought to you by GMA Regional TV and Synergy and GMA Digilab.
We are on GMA Sports and GMA News on Facebook and on YouTube. And of course, you can download episodes on Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Music. Ako po si Coach Hammer Martin Antonio.
And this is Martin Javier. Today, we are joined by five-time SEA Games gold medalist, two-time World Championship silver medalist, and Asian Games bronze medalist, wushu legend, Ms. Agatha Wong.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Thank you for having me today.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, taking some time out and joining us here. How are you, Agatha?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We are honored to have you.
And of course, winners win. Kaya dapat lang na yung mga winners sa una nating binibigyan ng chance to have a conversation.
Winners win.
Why do I feel a little bit?
No.
But Agatha, seriously, thank you so much for joining us here. Pero ngayon, kasi I'm nating sobrang basic eh. You know, you're doing the national athlete life and the med life. Pero for our viewers here, how'd you start with wushu? What's your history with wushu?
I started wushu alongside with a bunch of sports. Mm-hmm. So when I was 8 years old, my grandmother was driving by Taft Avenue sa May Lasal, right? And she saw
his turf.
Our turf.
Our turf.
Yeah, and she saw the sports clinic for wushu kids, and then she enrolled me and my brother. Eventually, my brother stopped and he focused on another sport, which is swimming. And then I continued with wushu, and that's how I got into wushu.
Okay, so you were doing swimming.
I was doing karate. And then I also did ballet, and I also did ice skating.
So you didn't like karate, ballet, and ice skating that much?
No, not really.
How about swimming?
Swimming, I was competitively swimming until 13 or 14. And then when I turned 14, I think, I focused solely on wushu. Because, you know, like, my love died for swimming.
Your love died for swimming. Okay. Yeah. Okay na yun, natuto ka naman.
At least, but being exposed to a lot of sports, was it able to help you in your wushu preparations? Kasi multi-sport athlete ka at an early age.
I think when I experienced each of the sport, na-realize ko wushu talaga yung nagustuhan ko. So like in swimming, I thought like it was going to be my sport. And then I did it for a few years. I got tired of it. And then the same went for karate and then ice skating and ballet. So wushu was the only thing that really challenged me every day personally. So that's why I stuck with it.
So you're a challenge.
Oh, you're a challenge. Challenge.
All right, so I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what wushu is. When it comes to wushu, all I know is you're the poster girl of that sport. That's it. So for a regular fan or a casual viewer, how would you present or describe wushu to that person in a way that the person will learn more about it and embrace or be informed about what it's all about?
I think for me, every time I get asked what wushu is, I just always compare it to the other martial arts that we're familiar with, like karate or judo or taekwondo. So in each martial art, there are two categories. Yung isa is combat, so that's head-to-head, like as in you punch someone, you kick someone. But each sport has its own rules. And then there's another category, which is the exhibition category. It's the same thing for wushu. So in the combat sport, we call it sanda. And then in the exhibition sport, we call it taolue. So wushu, since taekwondo originated in Korea, and then karate originated in Japan. Naturally, wushu is from China. So it's just the same, pero in wushu, we use weapons. And then we have a specific costume for the exhibition part of the sport, which I am in. And then for sanda, which is the combat side, we use headgear, we use the body gear. We have the gear for the shin, and then we have the gloves. So bawat suntok sipa, my point. Pero sa exhibition sport, it's more complex because it focuses more on the performance rather than how much power you can give. So it's more of you need an audience to watch you compete.
I have an additional question. Kasi usually, you know, it's more fun to compete against other people. So why didn't you choose the combat side and, you know, you chose the exhibition side of wushu?
I think kasi dun sa martial art, usually the coach decides for you. At a younger age, since, you know, like you're a minor, tapos you really don't know what your body is built for. Yung sa akin kasi I was a very slim kid and I was very malumanay, like very meek. So naisip ng coach ko, dito siya sa exhibition sport. As opposed to other kids that are more big-boned, yung medyo mas brusko, yung makakasuntok talaga. Dun sila sa combat.
Okay. Yun. Judger si coach, ah.
Dahil nilalagay lang niya kung saan ma-maximize yung talent.
Sabi niya, aren't all. Aren't we all?
I got a question for you. Kasi, syempre, you started wushu, I think, 8 years old.
Yeah.
Right, around 8 years old. Hirap nun i-sustain. Lalong-lalo na, you know, dami mo na ibang ginagawa, nagkakaroon ka na ng ibang interests. But for you, what kept the fire burning? Parang ganun. What kept you, you know, still in love with wushu?
I think, you know, I've had phases in my life where I think I'm done with wushu. Especially when I entered college. Kasi in college, there's so many temptations, you know, like, whenever, lalo na sa Lasal, I think Anton would know this, sa Lasal kasi there's like happy year, right? Like, yung Lasal kasi sa Cabenil, yung classes nila is from Monday to Thursday. That's why they call it Happy Tea, Happy Thursday. Thursday. Yeah. So that's where you drink, you party.
Shout out Lasalians. Yeah. And people from Taft. Okay.
Yeah, so a lot of my friends would be like, do you want to go to Happy Tea? Pero I would always tell them, I have training. I can't, like, I can't go out to party because we have class the next day. I have training later at night. And I think I entered the phase where parang I felt like I was going nowhere in wushu. Kasi hindi pa ako nakapag-SEA Games. Hindi pa ako, I was competing internationally. I wasn't really going in the top 3, top 5. So parang I entered a stage in my life where I kept skipping training. And then when I went on to third year of college, dun ko na realize na every time I did wushu, I still enjoyed it. It's just that there were so many outside factors that were affecting yung passion ko for wushu. So what I did was I've never partied naman. I've never drank in Happy Tea. Pero I tried not to skip training more.
Okay.
So,
yung ngiti mo.
Yeah.
Ngiti mo, partner.
Okay. Her mom's here, by the way. So, she likes what she's hearing.
Yep.
It's true. No. I'm not lying. Like, I've never experienced Happy Tea. And I think right now, looking back at it, I don't regret it. Kasi, you're always gonna experience partying. It's always gonna be there. Like, the alcohol is never gonna go out of style. So,
oh, you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
When you get here, oh.
Right. No, what she's saying as a Lasallian is actually true. Because I was one of the first people who actually experienced na biglang walang pasok ng Biyernes.
Yeah.
I was one of the first people na batches. Parang ang saya-saya ng mga tao. And then may mga ibang blackmates talaga na walang disiplina, they would really invite you to go out, cut class, and then yung sinasabi mong during the weekend, you party. Every Saturday was party night for Lasallians. And then every Monday, pinag-uusapan yung mga nangyari nung Sabado.
Complete attendance.
So, the discipline.
May stop it. Kasi alalim yung hugot mo, partner.
No, it just takes me back.
Complete attendance, brady.
The fact that Agatha was able to go through it na hindi siya sa bisyo.
Hindi siya nahatak, no?
Hindi siya nahatak. And then 17 years doing it because you're 25 now, right? So from 8 years old to 25, 17 years, respect. Yeah. I mean, hindi madali yun. Hindi biro na mag-resist sa temptation.
Naka-resist ka ba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was part of those Saturday nights. I'm not gonna lie. I was there, but I was not drinking. Okay. There are other ways to have fun. Let's just put it that way.
Iniisip ko yung sinasabi niya, yung walang, itong mga walang disiplina. Iniisip ko yung sarili ko, pero ang dami kong pinuntahan nung college. Wala akong disiplina, no?
If you cut classes. So you've never cut class?
I've cut class, pero yung sinasabi ng prof na, okay, free cut. Okay, I'll cut class.
Oh, free
okay.
cut.
Pero yung free cut, dahil na bad influence ka, na BI ka, never.
No. Yeah, never.
Okay, just to clarify. Nandito kasi ma'am ni Agat eh. So, free cut.
Legal. May disclaimer. It was a free cut na bigay ng professor.
Legal na ka.
Legal na.
I remember nga, I went to Binilg for like, I think a sports fest mm-hmm. ng SHS nila. I think this was like last year. Mm-hmm. And I met some of my old professors and they missed me kasi they remember me not ever cutting class. They remember me always just going to class and then training after. Mm-hmm. They remember me for that. So, mm-hmm. that's just... the evidence that I have, yeah. I've never cut class.
You're the model student.
Para sa mga student athletes, magpakita lang kayo, matatanda kayo ng professor nyo. May chance na agad kayo pumasa.
Okay, sobrang respect nun.
I did see one interview that you did where you revealed that you were bullied growing up and you felt like it was because yun nga, you were meek, malumanay. Yeah. So to everybody watching na naka-experience ng bullying because... di natin maiwasan, it's something that does happen online and in real life. What's your advice to those people who are going through bullying?
I think kasi yung sa experience ko is eventually, you know, eventually it grows out of me. You know, like when someone bullies me, I just try to live with that experience. And then afterward, I just try to forget them and do better, mostly for myself. So right now, like, you know, I'm here talking with you guys, but them, I've never heard of them anymore. I've never heard, you know, like I don't really remember their names anymore, but I still remember my experiences. So I try to, you know, I try to tell myself, at least nandito na ako, and them, I haven't heard of them anymore. So
they were part of, you know, your foundation years, why you became this now. It made you tougher. Especially...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It made me stronger. It made me tougher mentally. Kasi parang now that I'm, you know, now that I'm 25, when I look back, parang it needed to happen for me to get stronger, for me to get braver, for me to be more stable, for me to be more confident. Kasi I think I've experienced it all na.
Okay. Yeah. Disclaimer lang ha, you know, bullying is not required, of course, for you to be tougher. Yeah. But, you know, it... coincidentally happened in her life and it contributed to what she is right now.
Yep. Okay. And speaking of on toughness and speaking of you embracing challenges, you're now embracing a different aspect of your life, getting into med school.
Yeah.
It's one of the bigger things. Kakakambi ka kasi matindi yung bullying and nakuha mo yung toughness and now ito, mas this is a tougher road. What made you choose this path?
Mas magandang question dyan.
Sige.
But ginawa yan sa sarili mo. Because med school is tough. We know that.
So I came from a pre-law degree from Binilg. I graduated with a degree in diplomatic affairs. So when I graduated in 2018, most of my batchmates went on to law school. Pero I felt like for my personality and just for my personal preference, I don't think law school was a perfect fit for me. And I think yung environment ng law school, it's comparable as well to sports in some aspects. So I felt like I don't really want to put myself in that situation. So when SEA Games happened in 2019, my coach told me, "Wag ka muna mag-aral, let's focus on SEA Games first," which I've never done because I've always balanced school and sports together. And I think he had a point na parang, since SEA Games was gonna be hosted here in the Philippines, it's gonna be a heavy one. So I decided to take a gap year. And then the pandemic happened. So tumagal yung gap years ko. And during the pandemic, I started applying to med school kasi I felt like I could relate med school to sports in a way. And I feel like yung interest ko talaga, nasa sports talaga siya. So how can I amplify that and, you know, like go beyond sports and into my career when I retire from sports. So medicine yung naisip ko.
So it wasn't like, you know, it's my dream to become a doctor.
No.
It wasn't like that.
No.
Okay. Now you are still training for your upcoming competitions. Where is your next competition?
I think the first competition I will have is the World Championships in Singapore. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I think 2 weeks or 3 weeks after, I'll have the Asian Championships in Macau. Mm-hmm. Then after that, a month or 3 weeks after is the World Cup in Tokyo.
Wow. Condensed schedule, 6 weeks, three high level competitions. Yeah. So how does your schedule look like?
Right now, my coach is preparing some of our athletes to go to China for another competition. I won't be part of that because this competition is for the qualifiers in Tokyo. I've already qualified for the one in Japan. Mm-hmm. So I'm just training along with the team and just doing the same program they do.
Okay. Because med school ain't easy.
Yeah.
We know that it's very hectic, it's very busy. Lots of, I think, okay, ang pagkakaiba ng law school sa med school. Law school, it's more cases, babasahin mo, intindihin mo, and recitations. Med school is more memorization.
Yeah.
Ganya kakapal na memorization. You need a lot of time for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, can you paint us a picture? What's your day like? Ilang klase ka ba sa isang araw? And then, what time do you go to training?
Okay, so last year, I had a lot of competitions. Pero luckily, I'm so lucky kasi yung school ko, they're very supportive of what I do. Mm-hmm. Pero they don't really give me the special treatment. Nobody really has. So every time I just have a competition, they excuse me. Pero kung wari meron ako nadaanan na quiz or an exam, they give me a statistically harder one in replacement of that after. Yeah, so that's the rule. Kahit naman, you know, like for anyone, kung nag-absent ka kasi meron kang conference, kapag meron kang na-miss na exam, mas mahirap yung ibibigay nila sa'yo.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just the rule. So, it was okay for me kasi ako, I like studying a lot. So, I didn't really have any problems with that.
Okay.
Nagulat ka doon.
Oh, medyo, this is very refreshing. Sige, go.
Yeah. Yung med school kasi and college, it's really different. Kasi nung college, I thought I was a textbook reader because I used to read a lot and I was doing really well in college. When I went to med school, I couldn't really retain any of the information, even if I read it a lot of times. I realized that I was a visual person.
Okay.
Yeah, and hindi ko siya na-realize after 1 year. Mm-hmm. And then when I just tried, sabi ko, manood kaya ako ng lecture videos ng like kung sa anatomy or something like that. Everything.
Oh.
And that's when I realized na, okay, I'm a visual learner pala.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I remember a picture, I remember where the letters are. And I think I can owe it to Wushu. Kasi Wushu is a very visual, like you have to really visualize everything sa Wushu.
Mm-hmm.
So na-apply ko siya sa med school.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
So I think you made the right choice.
Yeah.
Because with the cases in law school,
you won't be able to visualize it. Yeah.
There's no picture there. It's all text.
She made the right choice.
Ah, yun pala yun.
I think this is the part where I become nonchalant. Okay, so I have a question in relation to you right now. You're on this path where you're taking up med school at the same time, still competing in your sport. I saw one of your previous interviews, actually an interview featuring you with your mom in it, si Mami Richa, who's actually here right now. And sabi ni Mami na ang pangarap niya at pangarap ng ibang mga ina is to see their kids, children, reach their dreams. What is Agatha Wong's biggest dream in life?
Biggest dream? I don't think it's that complicated. I just want to be happy with what I have and not, you know, not keep looking for anything more. Kasi I think there are some people, they forget what they have. Tapos they want more, but they can't get more. And I just want to be at a point in my life where I'm satisfied with who I am. Tapos who I am is enough for me. So yun lang yung biggest goal ko in life.
So walang specific na dream. Yeah. Like let's say 5 years from now, you're 25.
Yeah.
What does 30-year-old Agatha Wong look like for you right now?
Wala, like 30-year-old me, I just want her to be happy with what she's doing. Kasi I won't be doing sports forever, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to be satisfied with her life, with what she's doing in her life. So I also want to have an impact on, you know, like, if I don't have an impact 5 years from now, at least I'm grateful to myself right now na I'm trying to do that. Like through Wushu, through competing, tapos like, inspiring other people to pursue postgraduate studies even while doing sports because it's really hard.
So nothing specific like being a doctor, being a coach, or whatever?
Mangyayari yun, yeah. So, pero it's not really one of the... I mean, if you're working towards it, why would it become like a dream, diba? Mm, like, okay. Alam mo naman matatapos mo. Whatever I start, I finish. So,
that's an interesting...
Process-oriented, yeah. Not goal.
Kasi siyan doon, 5 years... Lagi yan, bahay. Tapos, asawa, anak, pamilya.
Yung 5 years, ito na yung bahay. Okay, yung bahay. Yung susunod sa 5 years.
There are some goals that seem impossible to reach. Let's just put it like that.
Marami kasing nire-reach.
Yeah. Marami.
Marami options to reach.
But I like it because, you know, you're keeping everything open. Hmm. And I think, you know, it's also important that you know who you are already. I mean, you're established as a person already. So ikaw, siyempre, automatic, you know, I'm training right now. I have competitions lined up. So, ito, these are, kumbaga, guaranteed goals or dreams for you. Well, yun, you already have. Pero yung dream mo talaga is still wide open. So you can explore more in life.
Kasi I think in sports, I've learned it the hard way. Na kapag gusto mo, meron kang gustong i-reach or meron kang expectation of yourself. Pag hindi mo yun na-reach, what happens?
Frustrated.
Diba? Like you get frustrated, you get heartbroken. Minsan you stop. And I think that's really important to recognize then, even at a younger age, para pag tanda mo, like me, kung wari, hindi ako nanalo sa isang competition, that's okay. Pero there was one time kasi nung Texas, I had 2 events, right? Mm-hmm. Nung Texas, yung first event ko, I got 7th. And everybody around me was so sad. They were like, bakit ganun yung results? Like, hindi pwedeng ganun. Like, it's unfair. They were, you know, like, everybody was telling me, sayang naman, ganito, ganyan. Pero I had another event. It was the second event. And I just tried to ignore everybody around me kasi it's not the end.
Yeah.
So, dun sa second event ko, I placed second. And funny enough, yung pang second ko, same ako ng score with the first. So, instead of making 2 gold medalists, they did the first one, Singapore, and then me second. And I was okay with that. Pero, you know, like my coach, being the coach, he wasn't okay with that. And for me, you know what? I think it's not yet my time. So, I'm patient naman, I'll work for it, you know, if the time comes. And I think when people work for what they want in life, hindi na siya magiging dream, hindi na siya magiging goal. Kasi you're working towards it. And you have to be confident na you're gonna get it.
Yeah. I know that there's also an understanding na, you know, if it's not for you, if you didn't get it initially, hindi talaga para sa'yo, or you understand it that you're not ready yet. Kasi siyempre may iba yung approach na they would really protest. Para sa akin yan, you know, you recognize that you are a work in progress still and you got more goals to achieve in that. Okay. Pero Agatha, since we have a baby vlogger in Anton.
It's my turn to be nonchalant.
Okay. A baby vlogger.
Not exactly a vlogger. So, I got on TikTok like 2 months ago, so I'm learning the ropes.
Yeah.
And we heard that you're very much into your social media, vlogging. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah. I think at the time of the SEA Games here in Manila, I was kind of pushed, I was pushed into the spotlight. And that's when I got exposed to the world of social media work. Tapos to the world of influencing. Because I work with Alexander Wang. Tapos I was even featured in Vogue last year. So I think yung pagiging athlete ko, meron pala siyang ibang perks. You know, you're not only an athlete. You're trying to have an advocacy for your sport. Especially yung sport ko na it's not that well recognized. I think in social media, you don't really have to pretend, you know, to be someone popular. I think you just have to show people what you do in life. Like for example, yung sa akin, I recently posted an IG reel of a day in my life, and that got at I think like 300,000 views. And I think people like that. Kasi they like me, you know, like yung nahihirapan ako. Kasi I think in the morning I had class, and then in the afternoon I had a shoot, and then in the evening I had wushu training. They like that. So I think just be true to yourself, and then have a lot of integrity. And just be honest with your views without, you know, like stepping on other people's opinions. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And I think now, you mentioned in college, you didn't have a social life. Now, I see your content. You're attending events now.
Yeah, I do.
So, that's just the birth of your social life.
It's the late gratification talaga. Like, I think mahaba siyang process. You know, I had a lot of friends in college. I have a lot of friends in med school. Pero ma-realize mo when you start working for things and you start sacrificing a lot of your time, a lot of your effort, makukuha mo yung gratification nun years from now. It's not months. It takes years. Yeah. And right now, you know, I have a lot of good relationships. I have a lot of good connections with other people. Mm-hmm. And I've also gotten to meet you guys. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yes. This is a social event. It's a podcast and a social event.
Social.
Thank you. So since you told us earlier that being here is a social event or is officially part of your social life, we'll make it fun and social media friendly. Minauuso ngayon sa social media, especially on TikTok, yung COA at C, nonchalant. So, alam niyo yan, di ba? OA.
Generation.
OA.
Generation mo, asawa ka na rin dyan.
Grabe mag-reha. Si nonchalant yung, wala, chill lang, steady yeah. lang. Okay. Ba't ako gumaganon? Okay. So, we have here on my...
Meron din ako.
Oh, activities.
Yeah. Okay.
So, tell us if it's COA or si nonchalant. Pag si OA, you're good with activity. You're,
I like it.
You like okay, it. Like it. Pag nonchalant, ayan mo. Hindi naman.
Pwede follow-up questions ako.
Okay, sure.
OA ka dyan.
Okay. Not necessarily you don't like it, but you're just neutral about it.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking that term. Neutral.
Neutral. Neutral. Agatha, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Anime.
Nonchalant.
Whoa!
What?
Surprising.
Surprise.
All right. How about arts and crafts?
OA.
Oh.
What's your choice?
Pottery.
Pottery.
Yeah.
Something different.
Hold on, balikan ko yung anime. Yeah. You don't watch anime.
Oh, wow.
I grew out of it now. But I like Studio Ghibli. Yeah. I like that.
You grew out of it.
I grew out of it, yeah.
Wow. What happened to us, Mike? How about coffee?
Nonchalant.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. When I entered med school, everybody was drinking coffee, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what? I'll drink coffee too. And then I stopped now because, you know, I don't really see the benefit of it. So.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't affect me yung caffeine.
Yeah. Wow. So many things that you learn about Agatha.
That's amazing. All right. Board games.
OA.
OA. Yeah. Like board games.
Okay, so since Agatha seems like a very rare and different person, mm-hmm. I'm interested about this. What about concerts?
Nonchalant.
Oh!
Well, I'm only nonchalant about concerts because they're so expensive.
Okay. I've never been to a concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on. How could you be?
Wow. So not into coffee, not into concerts.
Hold on.
And anime. Wait, how could you be nonchalant about it if you haven't experienced it yet?
Kasi like, you know, I've had a lot of friends go to concerts and I see how early they prepare for it. And they're just gonna sit there, tapos they're gonna sing, gonna... You know, I would go to a concert if it was Taylor Swift. Tapos if I was VIP.
I was about to ask if you were a Swiftie or not.
I am. Pero
and if a guy invited you to a concert, and,
will you go?
Would you go or
if
not?
It was Taylor Swift, tapos I'm VIP, sure.
Wow. Okay.
that's probably the most expensive first date ever.
Yeah.
Di pwede yung nosebleed seats, ha? VIP seats, floor. Kahit floor, standing, sige.
Okay. OA o si nonchalant,
syempre. Okay.
Cooking.
OA.
Really?
Yeah. I love food.
Favorite dish to prepare?
What did I cook ba last time? Wait, you know what? Last night, I just cooked instant Vietnamese noodles.
Okay. That's still cooking though.
So, still cooking. It's
still cooking.
So OA on the cooking. Yeah. Right. How often do you cook?
Not often.
Not often.
Di ba ka OA is eating? Parang food.
Alam niyo, kung food yan, OA ako
yan. Ah, okay.
It's related to food. Okay. So
okay.
OA.
Okay. Got you. Horror movie.
Nonchalant.
I don't like it.
This is popular sa mga Pinoy people. Karaoke.
Nonchalant. How about museum visits?
This is super
popular.
Especially for you. You've been out of the country a lot.
I think the last museum I went to was the one in Cambodia. Nung SEA Games pa to. Mm-hmm. Last year pa to. Mm-hmm. So, medyo nonchalant ako dyan.
Road trips.
OA. Yeah, I know.
OA. Trips, yeah. Sana yung pinakamalayo mong na road trip?
Zambales.
Most fun road trip that you had with your friend?
Oh, with my friend? You know what? I'm so lame. Kasi I think I've only been on a road trip with friends once.
Nagpaalam ka?
Oh, syempre.
Si mommy is nodding. Guys won't do this on the first, ano, though. I think you have to be with a girl like for a couple of months before you take a girl shopping.
I love shopping. That's
OA.
Yeah.
So wait, let me isipin. Okay. Spa.
Spa. Nonchalant.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
That's what I'm OA about.
Really?
Spa. This athlete kasi, you know, we were surprised kasi syempre, you know, your body goes through a lot.
Yeah.
Diba? Medyo stressed yung body mo. So, obviously, you would want to relax and go to a spa, a massage place once in a while. You don't like?
It's not that I don't like. I don't really have the time to have a massage or anything. I would love a massage. Like, kung meron kasi kaming massage therapist sa PSC. Mm-hmm. Pero I don't have the time. Like, after training, I go to class. Tapos after class, I go home. So, wala akong time.
Okay. Yeah. Hindi naman sa'yo, hindi necessary for you to, like, let's say, get a massage after a long week of training.
No. It's not necessary. Kasi I believe na if you want your body to rest, you just don't train.
Okay.
So just don't train.
Okay. No massage. Mm-hmm. All right. So, congratulations, Agatha. That was our COA and Sinatsalan segment.
Perfect. Interesting conversation. Uh-huh.
We should do this more, by the way.
Sure.
Mark, Coach Hammer, I did say that I would bring the fire to this podcast, bring the burning questions.
Okay.
So I will throw one right now since before we started recording, Agatha Wong said that there's
no limits.
The questions here. 4 years ago, you had this interview with one of our friends, actually, Cassie Gormley. And she asked you about your relationship status.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 4 years after. Are you still single? Are you seeing somebody? What is the relationship status
si mami of Agatha Wong? Si mami, I mean, nakaabang din sa sasagot.
Si mami, Rita, yung tingin ni mami.
I mean, I'm doing med school. I'm doing wushu. I'm doing like social media. Nasaan na ba yung time for love life, diba?
Oh, wow! Yeah. The focus. Wait, are you SSB, single since birth?
Yeah.
Wow!
I've had guys ask me out for dates. Yeah. Okay. Pero parang for me kasi, like there are people who ask me out like on Instagram, ganun. Yeah. Parang feeling ko, I don't want to go out with them. I'm so sorry. Pero it's just the truth. I don't want to go out with them because they know the facade that Instagram has. Like, they know me for wushu, diba? Yeah. Do they really know me because of something else? Like, because I'm funny? Because I'm nice? Oh. Ganun. So, parang, no.
25 years old, and that's rare, huh?
I know.
That's rare.
Yep.
Exactly. But then, do you go out on dates from time to time?
No.
No, really?
No.
Wow.
No, sa med school kasi, I'm older than them sa med school. Kasi they're from K to 12. You know, there were some people that, you know, tried. Yeah. Pero like for me, I feel like they're babies pa. So, you know.
Baby too small.
Yeah.
So basing it from that explanation.
Yeah.
So you can only, may possibility lang na lumabas ka dun sa circle mo lang.
Kasi
siyempre, sila lang yung may kilala sa'yo personally. Yung mga IG sliders.
and the one who can afford the VIP to Taylor Swift.
Paano naman if a nice guy actually asks her out,
I mean,
in person, with VIP tickets.
I feel like unrealistic kasi expectation ko. Like, yung nakikita ko kasi in films is like, you get approached by a guy like when you're in the supermarket and then he's like, do you also like cereal? Me too! Wow. Ganon. Tapos biglang, you know, like you get to know him, ganon. Mm-hmm. Tapos hindi niya alam. Like, I would like the guy not to know what I do.
Okay.
You know, I would like him to like me because, oh, you know, she's funny, she's smart, she's pretty. Ganon.
You know what? Tomorrow somebody will bump into you in the supermarket.
I'll just be in my house.
It's okay. Serendipity. Oh,
okay, so
serendipity, diba?
Before we move on from this topic, so in that same interview that I was talking about, tinanong ni Cassie, what about the SEA Games? Meron bang guys that caught your attention? You were very fast. Sabi mo, Prince of Brunei. So, so three qualities of a guy that you're looking for that you hope that that guy has, mm-hmm. na mapapa-oo ka, mm-hmm. hindi ka magiging nonchalant, OA ka, OA you're ka. Gonna go out yeah, with that person. Yeah. Three mm-hmm. qualities.
Okay. yes.
maganda question.
Personal. Yeah. He has to be significantly taller than me. Mm. So I'm 5'6". I'm 5'6". So siguro yung expectation ko is like, you have to be at least 5'11". Pataas. So,
basketball player. Yeah.
Bagsak tayo.
Oo nga. 5'11". Si Hammer ang pumasa.
5'11".
Okay. Tapos, yung second ko is, he has to be smarter than me. Pero he can't make me feel like I'm super, super, like, I don't know anything. Kasi there are people, like, you know, like, you
yeah,
know that they're smart.
That's annoying.
They make you feel like you don't know anything. Gusto ko yung humble na, oh, ganito siya, ganito dapat yung, ano, this is the information. Ganun siya. Dapat, you know, like down to earth, mm-hmm. smart, mm-hmm. yun. And then I guess the third quality is dapat, you know, he knows how to treat me well.
Yeah. Okay. How about looks? Do you have looks? A specific type?
I think kasi pag meron akong nakitang guy, malalaman ko if type ko siya or hindi. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a personal preference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so yun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's a sports and love podcast.
General traits yun. So,
general. Okay, general, yeah. General. Very specific as well. Alam niya yung hinahanap niya.
No, at least meron siyang point by point analysis.
Right. Let's revisit this after 5 years.
Five years.
So now, it's another FOAT. But this time, this is your favorite athlete of all time. Not necessarily from Wushu
yeah.
or from your main sport, but your favorite athlete.
I think I answered this. I posted kasi a Q&A before in my Instagram. Somebody asked me, who's my idol? And I think that's the same as the favorite athlete mm-hmm. of all time. It's Billie Jean King.
Billie Jean King.
The tennis player. So there was a time in US where women were underpaid in sports. So Billie Jean King, she wanted equal opportunities. But there was this guy, see Bobby Riggs, mm-hmm. who's a retired tennis player, who said women should belong in the kitchen. Oh. So he challenged Billie Jean King. Mm-hmm. Tapos they competed in a match. Kasi prior to that, he defeated her. Her rival, her name was, I forgot her name, period. And then Billie Jean King won, like mm-hmm. straight sets. Oh. And that was the pivoting point for women in sports in mm-hmm. the United States.
Galing. Okay. Yeah. So initially I thought, kasi maraming championships, kasi maraming, set a lot of records.
Equal opportunities.
Equal opportunities. Yeah. Okay, you're a 5-time SEA Games gold medalist, 2-time world championship, silver medalist, and an Asian Games bronze medalist. Alin sa mga victories mo yung favorite of all time?
Do you guys want to guess? I would like you guys to guess. And then I'll tell you.
Maybe, okay, my guess, since we're talking about the world, I would say one of the victories in the world championships.
Okay.
Because you're up against different countries from the entire world.
Okay, that's a good answer. How about you?
Okay, so my guess is actually... Since I feel like you're very competitive, I would say the one in November, the World Championships in Texas, where you won the silver. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have this silver medal and you're dreaming about it becoming a gold one day.
Oh, okay.
So that's my guess. Okay. Not a win, but a loss that inspires you, motivates you to keep going.
A lesson.
How about you, Coach?
Well, ako, nothing beats winning at home. Yeah. So winning in Manila in 2019 might be, that's my guess, kasi winning at home, winning with your own team, it's the biggest one. I mean, yan personal ko. And of course we want to see your answer.
It doesn't happen din kasi like in all of the athletes, Filipino athletes' life na dito
naglalaro at saka ang daming nanonood na Pilipino cheering you.
Yeah.
So, what's the correct answer?
Mm-hmm. it's none of those.
No!
Parang feeling ko earlier win ko.
It's the bronze medal one. Sa Asian
Games.
For me kasi, yung medal, it doesn't... Well, syempre the color matters, you know, mm-hmm. to everyone in the Philippines. Pero for me, what really mattered that time was the bronze medal, because back then it happened in Indonesia in 2018. Mm-hmm. I just graduated college, pero months before that I had a back injury. Like, it was a severe back injury. I couldn't really walk, I couldn't really sit properly. Tapos duman siya sa point na ER ako, because I didn't know what was happening. Uh-huh. So I was diagnosed with a slip disc.
Okay.
Ooh. It was the first time na parang I had a really major injury. Usually kasi it's like tendinitis in the knee or mm-hmm. like a sprained ankle. Pero this one was a slip disc. And I thought I wasn't gonna be able to do wushu anymore. Mm-hmm. So there was a doctor, a sports doctor, who told me, you don't really need surgery. You just need lots of therapy. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that I was so anxious about the Asian Games. It was going to be my first Asian Games, and Asian Games happens every 4 years, like the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sabi sa akin ng doctor, you have to have lots of therapy. You take a lot of vitamins, a lot of medication. And I just believed in him. Tapos binigyan ako ng 2 weeks off from my sport. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I just trained like nothing happened. And I kept it from, you know, from the media. I kept it from...
Ooh.
That's teammates who weren't really there, kasi they witnessed yung nung na-ER ako, they were there. Like, I couldn't mm-hmm. walk, I couldn't crawl. Mm-hmm. So I kept it from anyone. And then when I competed in Asian Games, I told myself, it doesn't matter if I'm injured, as long as I do my best. And that was my first bronze medal sa Asian Games.
Wow, yeah!
Hashtag tough.
Grabe yan.
Hashtag tough.
The Wait. Adversity that you had to go through.
So not putting it in public, going through it and toughening it.
So you played hurt. Were you still hurt when you competed?
Ano na ako? Yung body ko, ano na siya? It was already accustomed. So I wasn't in any more pain. Okay. Yeah, because I was doing therapy.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Follow-up question. Are you still doing the required work for your back?
No, not anymore. Okay, not good. Anymore. Yeah. I learned to live with it. Kasi mm-hmm. yung sa back ko, I figured na even before Asian Games, kasi meron ng mga nag-interview na parang, what are your expectations for Asian Games? I don't wanna, for me personally, I didn't wanna tell everyone, oh, I'm injured. Kaya don't really expect anything from me. Yeah. I don't want that. Mm-hmm. You know, pinapadala ko ng Pilipinas doon, I'm gonna give them everything regardless of the circumstance, regardless if it's fourth place, pero luckily I got third. So mm-hmm. that's when I told everyone, okay, I'm injured. So,
you're injured. Yeah. Okay. Gusto ko yung nung tumasagot tayo, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
Correct answer is none.
None of you boys.
Okay. May puso yung explanation. But yeah, well, that was your favorite victory.
So since we are a sports podcast and a lot of younger people are watching.
Para dun sa mga...
We were talking about happy tea earlier.
Yeah, happy tea. But again, younger student athletes, you've been in that life, and kaya nga, napag-usapan natin na you going to college and high school and all the challenges. Ano yung mga words of wisdom and advice that you can impart sa younger audiences natin who wants to embark on the same journey that you did?
I think most of the time, it's not going to be easy talaga. When I was a student athlete, I found it really lonely because I couldn't really find anyone that could relate with me. Mm-hmm. When I was in Binyield kasi, lahat ng athletes doon, they're for NCAA. You know, merong mga ilan na national team, pero they're always not in class. Kasi nga, di ba, like, you don't know how to balance your classes. You don't know how to balance training. You don't know how to balance your discipline to study. Wala akong mahanap na taong yung talagang study, training, walang social life. And I was one of those people. Like, wala akong social life talaga. Kasi I felt like it's okay to sacrifice my social life in college. Kasi alam ko, when I graduate, I'm gonna meet so much more people. And that's true for me, for me personally. Mm-hmm. It could be different for other people. So I think yung advice ko is, if you're entering a phase in your life where you're trying to question if sports is really for you, it's okay. Like, just let yourself experience it. Kasi in the end, no matter where you end up in life, you're going to learn a lot from it, and it's still going to shape who you are. So yung mga teammates ko na, meron ako kasi mga teammates na they're entering a phase in their life na maybe wushu isn't for them kasi they're teenagers, you know, they wanna go out with friends. Ganun. I always just tell them, it's okay to, you know, it's okay to skip training. I'm so sorry, coach, but it's okay to skip training, you know. As long as when you train, you remember, you give your best every time you train. Wag mong, like, don't waste your time na pupunta ka sa training, yeah, parang wala kang effort, ganun. At least mag-training ka ng 100%, mm-hmm, you know? Mm-hmm. And at least you party 100%, at least wala kang mararegret.
It's consistent, di ba? Yeah. 100. Consistent, going 100 both ways.
You party 100%.
Party 100, train 100.
You want to skip training, you enjoy 100%.
Oh, you don't want to know what that means.
Party 100%, I'm kidding.
But that's actually great advice, especially yun sa mga college athletes natin ngayon na, of course, they want their social life. Mm-hmm. And they want a balance of, you know, athletic life. And but you gotta understand that you have to make sacrifices if you want to get to the next level.
Total. And it's really lonely when you're trying to work for a goal. And nobody around you, especially the people that is the same age, understand the journey that you're embarking. Mm-hmm. So, lalo na individual sport and not everybody understands this.
Mm. Agatha, thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed your guesting here on Game On the Podcast. Thank you so much, Agatha, again for the insightful discussion. We covered a lot of topics today, especially in the OA and the line. So there you go. That's a wrap for our episode today. You guys could catch it on GMA Sports and GMA Facebook and YouTube, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast. Once again, this has been Martin Javier.
I am Coach Hammer Martin Antonio.
And I'm Anton Ross, and this has been Game On the Podcast.